Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member of Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Yuma Daf Hey, the first parak, Shiva's Yamim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara in Daf Dalad Amud Beis brought a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina regarding the Miguim. Rabbi Yochanan holds Kol Kasbehen Ma'akabehen. Everything written concerning them, referring to the details in the Miguim service, are essential to them. Omitting one of the details would have invalidated the Miguim. Rabbi Chanina holds Davar ma'akav v'doros ma'akabehen, she'ein ma'akav v'doros, ein ma'akabehen. Only something that is essential for future generations is essential to the Miguim, but something that is not essential for future generations is not essential to them and would not invalidate the Miguim. The Gemara identifies four actions which are not ma'akav the avoda in future generations, which read the points of contention between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. Number one, smicha, the owner placing his hands on the head of the carbon and pressing down. 2. Tnufa, waving the offering. 3. Prisha Shiva, sequestering the Kohen Gadol for 7 days before Yom Kippur. And 4. Ribui Shiva Umeshicha Shiva, donning the Kohen Gadol in his garments for 7 days and anointing him with oil for 7 days as part of his installation. Point number 2. The Gemara identifies another action which was essential during the Miluim. Yochan said in the name of Shimon Bar Yochai, Manaija of Mikra Parsha Ma'akev, from where do we know that also the reading of the Parsha of the Miluim is essential? Rashi explains that in Parsha Tzav, before beginning the 7 days of the Miguim on the 23rd of Adar, Moshe gathered Bnei Yisrael at the entrance of the Mishkan and announced, this is the thing that Hashem commanded to do. Now, given this introduction, we would expect Moshe to relate a message from Hashem, but the Torah doesn't record the message. The Gemara therefore understands the Pasuk to mean that before beginning the Miguim, Moshe read them the step-by-step instructions recorded in Tzavah. Where do we know that if Moshe had not read them, the Miluim would have been invalidated? Talmud Lomer, Yomer Moshe la Eita Zeh Davar Shad Tziva Hashem. For the Torah states, Moshe said to the assembly, this is the word that Hashem has commanded, Afil Dibur Ma'akev, which implies that even the speech is essential. Point number 3, there's a machlok has been Rabbi Chiya's sons and Rabbi Yochanan regarding how Moshe Rabbeinu addressed Aaron and his sons. One says Moshe first dressed Aaron and afterwards his sons, and the other says he dressed Aaron and his sons at the same time. Abai clarifies that they agree regarding the kesonis and mitznefes, the tunic and the turban, that Moshe first dressed Aaron and afterwards his sons. They disagree regarding the avnet, the belt. The one that says Moshe Rabbeinu first dressed Aaron follows the description of the performance in Tzav, for it's written, V'yachkor oso ba'avnet, and he girdled him, Aaron, with the belt, and then it's written, V'yachkor osam avnet, and he girdled them, his sons, with the belt. The one that says he dressed them at the same time follows the description of the commands in Tetzaveh, where it's written, V'chagarta osam, and you shall girdle them with a belt, Aaron and his sons, indicating that he put both belts on at the same time. The Gemara continues showing how each Amora deals with the other's proof. So once again, the three topics are, number one, the Gemara in Daf Dalad Amud Beis brought a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina regarding the Miguim. Rabbi Yochanan holds, Kol Kasbehen Ma'akbehen. Everything written concerning them referring to the details in the Miguim service are essential to them. Omitting one of the details would have invalidated the Miguim. Rabbi Chanina holds davar ma'akav v'doros ma'akbehen, she'ein ma'akav v'doros ein ma'akbehen. Only something that is essential for future generations is essential to the Miguim, but something that is not essential for future generations is not essential to them and would not invalidate the Miguim. The Gemara identifies four actions which are not ma'akav the avoda in future generations, which would be the points of contention between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. 1. Smicha, the owner placing his hands on the head of the carbon and pressing down. 2. Tanufa, waving of the offering. 3. Prisha Shiva, sequestering the Kohen Gadol for 7 days before Yom Kippur. And 4. Ribui Shiva Umeshicha Shiva, donning the Kohen Gadol in his garments for 7 days and anointing him with oil for 7 days as part of his installation. Point number 2. The Gemara identifies another action which was essential during the Miguim. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Menayin Shav Mikra Parsha Ma'akev, from where do we know that also the reading of the Parsha of the Miluim is essential? Rashi explains that in Parsha Tzav, before beginning the 7 days of Miluim, on the 23rd of Adar, Moshe gathered Bnei Yisrael at the entrance of the Mishkan and announced, this is the thing that Hashem commanded to do. Now, given this introduction, we would expect Moshe to relate a message from Hashem, but the Torah doesn't record the message. The Gemara therefore understands the Pasuk to mean that before beginning the Miluim, Moshe read them the step-by-step instructions recorded in Tetzaveh. Where do we know that if Moshe had not read them, the Miluim would have been invalidated? Talmud Lomer, V'yomer Moshe la'eda zeh adaver shetziva Hashem. But the Torah states, Moshe said to the assembly, this is the word that Hashem has commanded, afil dibur ma'akev, which implies that even the speech is essential. And point number 3, there's some machlokes between Rabbi Chiya's sons and Rabbi Yochanan regarding how Moshe Rabbeinu dressed Aaron and his sons. One says Moshe first dressed Aaron and afterwards his sons, and the other says that he dressed Aaron and his sons at the same time. Abaye clarifies that they agree regarding the ksonis and mitznefes, the tunic and the turban, that Moshe first dressed Aaron and afterwards his sons. They disagree regarding the avnet, the belt. The one that says Moshe first dressed Aaron follows the description of the performance in Tzav. For it's written, V'yachur oso ba'avnet, and he girdled him, Aaron, with the belt. And then it's written, V'yachur osam avnet, and he girdled them, his sons, with the belt. The one that says he dressed them at the same time follows the description of the commands in Tetzaveh, where it's written, V'chargarta osam, and you shall girdle them with the belt, Aaron and his sons, indicating that he put both belts on at the same time. The Gemara continues showing how each Amora deals with the other's proof. All right, so now we go to Simra Daf Hey, and her standard simon is Hey. Hey, so here goes. The people forgot to do smicha and tenufa, were told they should sit on bundles of hay, in order to listen to a Kohen reading the Parsha of Miluim, and then take a test on how Moshe put the belts on Aaron and his sons. Once again, it's a motion. The people forgot to do smicha and tenufa, were told they should sit on bundles of hay. Hey, that must mean we're on Daf Hey. The people forgot to do smicha and tenufa, we're told they should sit on bundles of hay, which reminds us, the Gemara in Daf Dalet Amud Beis brought a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina regarding the Miluim. Rabbi Yochanan holds Kol Kasbah and Ma'akbah, and everything written concerning them, referring to the details of the Miluim service, are essential to them. Omitting one of the details would have invalidated the Miluim. Rabbi Chanina holds Davar Ma'akbah Doros Ma'akbahen She'ein Ma'akbah Doros Eino Ma'akbahen. Only something that's essential for future generations is essential to the Miluim, but something that's not essential for future generations is not essential to them and would not invalidate the Miluim. The Gemara identifies four actions which are not ma'akv the avoda in future generations, which would be the points of contention between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. Number one, smicha. Number two, tenufa. Number three, prisha shiva, sequestering the Kohen Gadol over 7 days before Yom Kippur. And four, ribui shiva umashicha shiva, donning the Kohen Gadol on his garments for 7 days and anointing him with oil for 7 days as part of his installation. So the people forgot to do smicha and tenufa. We're told they should sit on bundles of hay in order to listen to a Kohen reading the Parsha of Miluim, which reminds us that Rabbi Yochanan said in the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, where do we know that also reading the Parsha of the Miluim is essential? Rashi explains that in Parsha Tzav, before beginning the 7 days of Miluim on the 23rd of Adar, Moshe gathered Bnei Yisrael at the entrance of the Mishkan and announced this is the thing Hashem commanded to do. Now, given this introduction, we would expect Moshe to relate a message from Hashem, but the Torah doesn't record the message. The Gemara therefore understands the pasuk to mean that before beginning the Miluim, Moshe read them the step-by-step instructions recorded in Tetzaveh. Where do we know that if Moshe had not read them, the Miluim would have been invalidated? Talmud Lomar, Yomer Moshe el Aida Zeadover Shetziva Hashem, for the Torah states, Moshe said to the assembly, this is the word that Hashem has commanded, Afiu Dibur Ma'akev, which implies that even the speech is essential. So the people forgot to do smicha and tenufa, were told they should sit on bundles of hay in order to listen to a Kohen reading the Parsha of Miluim, and then take a test on how Moshe put the belts on Aaron and his sons. Which reminds us that there's a machlokes between Rabbi Chiya's sons and Rabbi Yochanan regarding how Moshe dressed Aaron and his sons. One says Moshe first dressed Aaron and afterwards his sons, and the other says that he dressed Aaron and his sons at the same time. Abai clarifies that they agree regarding the ksonis and mitznefes, the tunic and the turban, that Moshe first dressed Aaron and afterwards his sons. They disagree regarding the avnet, the belt, based on the different way they understand the psukim in Parshas Tetzaveh and Tzav. So once again, the people forgot to do smicha and tenufa, were told they should sit on bundles of hay in order to listen to a Kohen reading the Parsha of Miluim, and then take a test on how Moshe put the belts on Aaron and his sons. All right, now it's time to go to our four blah bat chazorah. Dav Chav Beis, so the Zimra Chav Beis is a cab. So here goes. The enthusiastic cab driver, that must be more on Dav Chav Beis. The enthusiastic cab driver who just consecrated a shekel and bikurim, which reminds us the last mission of the Masechta states, the shkolim v'bikurim eino nohagim el mifnei abayis. The mitzvahs of shkolim v'bikurim apply only when the Beis Hamikdash exists. Aval meiser dagan, meiser behemah, bechoros nohagim ben mifnei abayis, ben shlo mifnei abayis. But the grain tithe, the animal tithe, and bechor offerings apply when the Beis Hamikdash exists and when it does not. The Tikkun Chadin explains that after the churban of the Beis Hamikdash, the land did not lose its kedusha. Therefore, all mitzvahs that are dependent on the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, including trumas and meisers, remain in effect. The Rush explains that the law of bechor offerings continue to apply, since the bechor is automatically sanctified from birth. The mission concludes, "Hamakdish kolim v'bikurim harzik kodesh." If one was makdish kolim or bikurim, they are kodesh. Rabbi Shimon says bikurim do not become kodesh. So the enthusiastic cab driver who just consecrated a shekel and bikurim and was playing Rosh Chodesh songs followed by Shabbos songs, which reminds the Gemara, as which has din kedima, Shabbos musaf offerings or Rosh Chodesh musaf offerings? Rabbi Yirmi said that Rosh Chodesh musaf offerings take precedence, and his proof is from the Lacha, that if the Levim have to sing both the Shir of Shabbos and the Shir of Rosh Chodesh, the Shir of Rosh Chodesh takes precedence. Rabbi Yosef refuted this proof, for Rabbi Chiya said, and then Rabbi Yochanan, that this year Rosh Chodesh takes precedence k'day l'farsim ol hodiyashu Rosh Chodesh, in order to publicize and make it known that the day is Rosh Chodesh. The Tikkun Chatan brings Rabbi Yochanan's explanation from the Gemara in Sukkah that when the shir of Rosh Chodesh is given prominence, everyone realizes that it was clear to Basin that Rosh Chodesh had been established properly, and no one will have any doubts about the matter. Rather, the Musaf Shabbos takes precedence over the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh because of the rule called Tadim Chavero, Kodim Chavero. Any mitzvah that is more frequent takes precedence over the other. Therefore, one shechs the Shabbos Musaf offerings and then recites the Shir of Rosh Chodesh over them. So the enthusiastic cab driver who had just consecrated a shekel and bikurim and was playing Rosh Chodesh songs followed by Shabbos songs didn't notice the big sign that said shekels today are not Kodesh and will be considered old. Which reminds us that after the Gemara clarifies that Rabbi Shimon holds that shkolim that one consecrated nowadays are not Kodesh, Rabbi Yehuda and Tudaria asked before Rabbi Yosef why Rabbi Shimon holds that money designated by a ger nowadays for his kinim are Kodesh, whereas monies designated for a shekel nowadays are not Kodesh. Rabbi Yosef answered that in the case of shkolim, one may not designate them in the first place, levisha mitzvah lahakriv matruma chadash, because it's a mitzvah to bring offerings from the new collection of shkolim, and this shekel will then be old. Therefore, the Rabban ruled that it does not become hekdesh to begin with. But in the case of money designated by ger for his kinim, ein atzari chadasha, new money is not needed. V'imhikdish kadosh, and so if he designated money for his kinim, it becomes kadosh. Daf base, so our standard simmer daf base is a house. So here goes. The Kohen who was sequestered in the stone house. Stone house? That must be on Daf Beis. The Kohen who was sequestered in the stone house, full of stone and clay kaling for 7 days, which reminds of the opening Mishnah states that 7 days before Yom Kippurim, they sequestered the Kohen Gadol from his house to the Barhedron chamber, and the Gemara brings another case in which a Kohen is sequestered, citing a Mishnah from Par that states that 7 days before the burning of the Parduma, they would sequester the Kohen who was to burn the para in the Lishkas Beis Evan, the chamber of the stone house. It was called Lishkas Beis Evan because all the procedures of the para were performed with kaling made of dung, stone, or clay. Because a Tful Yom is valid for performing the avoda of the Par Duma, they would purposely render the Kohen tame and immerse him in a mikvah, to negate the views of the Tzedukim who held that the Kohen had to be completely tahor. The Rabban therefore instituted using kaling made of dung, stone, or clay that are not makabel tuma, in order that they do not treat the Par Duma lightly. So the Kohen, who was sequestered in the stone house, full of stone and clay kaling for 7 days, with a welcome sign that read, Lechaper la'asos, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan says the source that both the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur and the Kohen performing the avoda of the Par Duma are sequestered for 7 days prior to their services is from the Pasuk in the Parsha of the Miluim, the installation of Aaron and his sons, Kasher asa b'yom hazeh tziva la'asos lechaper alechem, as he did on this day, so Hashem commanded to do to atone for you. Lasos, to do, elamaisa para, this refers to the avoda of the para, lechaper elamaisa yom kippurim, to atone, this refers to the avoda of Yom Kippur. For these services too, the Kohen Gadol must be sequestered. So the Kohen who was sequestered in the stone house, full of stone and clay kaling for 7 days, with a welcome sign that read, lechaper la'asos, was eager to get out for a one-day service, which reminds us, the Gemara challenges Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation that Lechaper refers to the avoda of Yom Kippur, and suggests that it could refer to the kapara gained by other kabbanas. After some analysis, the Gemara answers, Danim prisha shiva liyom echad, mi prisha shiva liyom echad. We derive 7 days of prisha for a one-day service, referring to Yom Kippur, from a prisha of 7 days for a one-day service, referring to the 8th day of the inauguration. The Gemara brings 2 answers why the pasuk is not referring to Shmini Atzeres, which could also be a case of prisha of 7 days for a one-day service. Daf Gimel, so our symbol for Daf Gimel is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. The curious camel. Curious camel? That must be more than Daf Gimel. Gamal. The curious camel, who always liked to hang out with one ram and one bull, which reminds the Gemara, continues to challenge that the word of Chaper refers to Yom Kippur and suggests that it could be referring to Shavuos, which is also a case of preaching for 7 days for a one-day service. So Abba Shul answers, Dan par echor ba'al echor, me par echor ba'al echor, we derive a service that includes one bull and one ram, referring to the Yom Kippur service, from a service that includes one bull and one ram, referring to the Miluim. La'fuke atzeret sishnei elim ninu, to the exclusion of Shavuos, where there are two rams. This is referring to the two rams brought with the Shtei Alechem. And the Gemara clarifies that we can even say that we follow the opinion of Rebbe Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, who argues with Rebbe, and holds that there are two rams brought in Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, the two rams are of two different types, Chadul Chovas Hayom, but Chadul Musafim, one coming as an obligation on the day, and the other for the Musaf offering. Rashi explains that the Musaf is a supplement to the daily Tamid offering, as opposed to a special carbon called for on Yom Kippur. Accordingly, we could say that Yom Kippur, like the Miluim, possesses carbonus of one ram and one bull. This would exclude Shavuos, since both rams were offered as an obligation of the day. So the curious camel, who always liked to hang out with one ram and one bull, watched in fascination as the Kohen Gadol performed a first-time service on the Mizbeach. Which reminds us, Ravina provides a different reason why only the Yom Kippur service can be derived from the Miluim. He said, Dani avodah b'Kohen Gadol, avodah b'Kohen Gadol, we derive a service performed by a Kohen Gadol, referring to the Yom Kippur service, from a service likewise performed by a Kohen Gadol, referring to the Miluim, as opposed to all other services mentioned, which are not performed by a Kohen Gadol. Others say that Ravina said, Dani avodah t'chil, me avodah t'chil, we derive a first service from a first service. The Gemara clarifies that this means, avodah t'chil b'makom, me avodah t'chil b'makom. We derive a service that was the first to be performed in a particular place, referring to Yom Kippur, which is the first avoda ever to be performed in the Kodesh Kodashim, from a service that was the first to be performed in a particular place, referring to the eighth day of the Miluim, which is the first time the avoda was done on the Mizbeach. So the curious camel, who always liked to hang out with one ram and one bull, watched in fascination as a Kohen Gadol performed a first-time service on the Mizbeach, and then was enveloped by a cloud for 6 days. Which reminds us, Reish Lakish challenges Rabbi Yochanan's assertion that the Prisha of the Kohen Gadol is derived from the Miluim, and says the obligation to sequester comes from Har Sinai, where Moshe was sequestered before he could enter the Machane Shechina to receive the Torah. The Pasuk states, V'yishkon kvod Hashem al Har Sinai v'chasei v'anan sheishos yamim, and the glory of Hashem rested on Har Sinai, and the cloud covered him for 6 days, referring to Moshe, v'yikra al Moshe v'yom Shvi, and he called to Moshe on the 7th day. Now, what was the purpose of saying that Moshe was covered for 6 days? This creates a source for the general principle that anyone who enters the Machane Shechina requires separation for 6 days beforehand. Our Mishnah, which requires 7 days of Prisha, is going according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, Dechai Shutumas Beso, who's concerned that the Kohen Gadol might become tummy from his wife, who might unexpectedly become Anita. Dav Dalet, so the Simur Dav Dalet is a Dalet, a door. So here goes. When the cloud covering the mountain shaped like a massive door, that must be more Dav Dalet, Dalet. When the cloud covering the mountain shaped like a massive door, which reminds the Gemara brings a brisa that's in accordance with Reish Lakish, who taught that Moshe ascended into a cloud, was covered in a cloud, and was sanctified in a cloud, Kedei Lekabel Torah Yisrael B'Kedusha, in order to receive the Torah of Yisrael and Kedusha, as it stated, the glory of Hashem rested on Har Sinai, and the cloud covered him, Moshe, for 6 days. According to Rabbi Yossi Galili, this incident occurred after the giving of the Aseres HaDibros, for the 6 days were the start of the 40-day period following the giving of the Aseres HaDibros. Rabbi Kiva says, and the glory of Hashem rested on Rosh Chodesh Sivan prior to the giving of the Aseres HaDibros, v'chaseihu ha'anan lahar, and the cloud covered it, with the suffix it, referring to the mountain. The Brisa continues that when the Pasuk states, v'yikra al Moshe, and he called to Moshe on the 7th of Sivan, to impart the Aseres HaDibros, Hashem is speaking to Moshe and all the people. And the Pasuk comes only, l'chal kavod Moshe, to accord on to Moshe, by singling him out. So when the cloud covering the mountain shaped like a massive door purged the innards of the person standing at the bottom who was trembling in fear, which reminds us, Rabbi Nassin says, the pasuk comes only to purge the food and drink from Moshe's intestines, l'suma kamal chayasharis, to make him like the ministering angels. Rashi explains that Rabbi Nassin holds like Rabbi Yossi Galili, that Moshe was covered by the cloud, but the pasuk doesn't serve as a model for others who entered the Machane Shechina. Rather, this sequestering of Moshe to purge his innards, resemble Malach, was unique to Moshe. Rabbi Masi ben Chash says the pasuk comes only to instill fear in Moshe, in order that the Torah be given with fear, trembling, and quaking, as it says, Ivdas Hashem b'yiro b'gilu b'ra'ada, serve Hashem with awe and rejoice in trepidation. Rav Adar bar Masna said in the name of Rav, b'makom gila sham tehei ra'ada, in the place of rejoicing, such as when receiving the luchos, there should be trepidation. So when the cloud covering the mountain shaped like a massive door purged the innards of the person standing at the bottom, who was trembling in fear, he called his friend over to tell him what happened, and told him not to tell anyone. Which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa that the pasuk states, V'yikra al Moshe v'yedaber, and he called to Moshe and he spoke. Why did Hashem preface speaking with calling? The Torah teaches derech eretz that a person should not say something to his friend, El im ken koreu, unless he calls him. Rabbi Menasseh, the grandson of Rabbi Menasseh, said in the name of Rabbi Menasseh the Great, from where do we know concerning one who says something to his friend that he's not to repeat it to others? Ad sheyomer lecha lech emor, unless he says to him, go repeat it. We're saying the pasuk v'yedaber Hashem elav me'ol mod leimor, and Hashem spoke to him from the ol mod leimor. Rashi says that the term leimor is expanded as a contraction of well, and more. Do not repeat. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which of the one that Abba Shul says we derive a service that includes one bull and one ram, referring to the Yom Kippur service, from a service that includes one bull and one ram, referring to the Miluim, to the exclusion of Shavuos? That's on Daf Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which of the one that the Kohen was to burn the Paraduma was sequestered for 7 days in the Lishkas Beis HaEvan? That's on Daf Base. Good. Number 3. Which did we learn that according to Ravina, we derive avodah t'chil b'makom, ma'avodah t'chil b'makom? That's on Daf Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which did we learn that reading the parsha of the Miluim is ma'akev, the service of the Miluim? That's on Daf Hey, good number five. Which Dafli Malkus between Rabbi Yossi and Gullion Rabbi Kiva, whether the cloud covered Moshe or the mountain, and whether it occurred before or after the Aseres HaDibros? That's on Daf. Dalad. Good number six. Which Dafli Malkus Rabbi Nassan said the cloud was there to purge Moshe's innards, and others say it was to instill fear? That's on Daf. Dalad. Good number seven. Which Dafli Malkus between Rabbi Chiya's sons and Rabbi Yochan, whether Moshe put the Avnet on Aaron first before his sons, or if you put them on at the same time? That's on Daf. Hey, good number eight. Which of the one the Yochanan source for the Prisha for Yom Kippur and for the burning of the Paraduma was from the Pasuk La'asos L'chaper? That's on Daf. Beis. Good number nine. Which of the one the Reish Lakish says we derive the obligation to sequester from Har Sinai, where Moshe was sequestered before he could enter the Machane Shechina? That's on Daf. Gimel. Good. And number 10. Which Dafli Malkus between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chinah, where the four actions that are not Ma'akav Ador, such as Smicha and Tenufa, would be Ma'akav the Miglun? That's on Daf. Hey, excellent. All right, that concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.